Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Connection Point with Bishop Deborah Vaughn. It's a new day filled with promise and blessings. Let's take some time now to inspire our spirits with uplifting reflections and energizing prayer. And now, let's get ready to connect. Good morning and welcome to Connection Point. This is Bishop Deb coming to you live from Niagara-on-the-Lake, Ontario, Canada. Well, here in Niagara, we've been having lots of rainy weather lately. And again this morning, the skies are heavy and it's chilly. And you just know it's going to be at least a 2-cup of coffee morning. In fact, it already has been. Maybe even a 3-cupper. I was remarking to a friend yesterday that people seem to be more stressed than usual this past week. Very short tempers, really irritable and negative. Now, we might be able to blame it on the full moon, which just passed, or allergies, or just general stress of life. But many people are noticing it. And maybe you felt this way, too. Maybe you've been on the receiving end of someone's mood. I had that experience yesterday. I got an email from someone I know that was so nasty and so unexpectedly negative that it totally threw me for a loop. Now, I have to confess at the beginning, I did recognize that it was really about how miserable that person was. It really set the tone for my whole day. I felt shaken by what they had to vent, and the whole day got off to a really stressful start. I found that by the end of the day, I really realized that I'd been ambushed by this person and their feelings. Even though they thought they were being well-meaning, they were venting, and I got the brunt of it. I know that this has probably happened to you. It's kind of a common thing that we vent on each other. Sometimes it's a little thing. Sometimes it can be really awful. Many ways that it can happen. We can have an argument with our significant other. We can worry about our health or our finances. We might have to deal with a friend who drains us every time we talk. We might have a coworker who's causing us grief, making things difficult. So we go through the day with these little thorns in our side. We collect them as we go. And by the end of it, we just want to crawl into bed and throw the covers over our heads, don't we? So, as I was meditating on what a bad day it was yesterday, it just came clear to me that I really did have a choice right when I first opened that horrible email. I had a choice, but I chose to take it personally. I let it upset me. And I chose to let it color my whole day. The person who vented was done. They went on with their day, having said what was on their agenda. They shared it. They closed the book. They fired it off. But I was left with their bag of stuff. Now, I could have just left it on the curb and waited for the trash collector and just left it there. But I chose to carry it around with me, hauling it around like an old garbage bag full of gunk. We do forget that we have choice sometimes. When we let something affect us, when we take on negative emotions that aren't even our own, then we've given away our power. We give it away to that person or that circumstance, and we let ourselves get caught up in that tidal wave. Now, my day got hijacked by my friend's mood. And I soaked it up like a sponge, and I marinated it in it all day. That's not a good thing to do at all, I got to tell you. That was not a good day. But it reminded me of my strength. The experience called me back to myself. And sometimes we need that kind of thing to shake us up, to force us to take a big back step and to take stock of the situation. I believe nothing things don't happen by coincidence. Everything happens for a reason. This one made me think and made me reflect and get to the root, the heart of the matter. I think it's a valuable thing to reflect on when things like this happen to us. Why does this person or situation affect me so deeply? What can I take away from this? What can I change? And what needs to be left on the curb? When we encounter a negative experience, it's an opportunity to examine our own reaction. It's an opportunity to grow a little, to make another choice perhaps, to take another path. We can choose to face a stressful situation and still be happy or confident and not let it wreck our day. A dear friend used to say to me, "What other people think of me is none of my business." And I can see the wisdom of those words more and more. What someone thinks of me is none of my business, not my truth, not my perspective. Maybe true for them. Just because they think something is true for them doesn't make it true in general. They have a right to their thoughts, but so do you. You can choose to let it bounce off and have a good day anyway. That takes some practice. But when we choose not to react, not to fuel those feelings with our own reactions, the wind leaves the sails. There's nothing to blow it up any further. And things have a way of de-escalating very quickly. Some people really do feed off other people's emotions and feelings. It makes them feel bigger than, better than, more powerful than. And when we buy into that, when we let ourselves react to their reactions, then we can find that we're just adding fuel to their fire, and it's costing us. We're getting the flame shot out at us. So we need to remember that what other people think of me is none of my business. Just because, and remember too, that we're not facing these things alone. You know, we're people of faith. We have angels. We've got divine guidance with us at all times. Now, that email caught me off guard. It was first thing in the morning, hadn't had my coffee, and I went directly into victim mode. What I forgot was that, hey, I don't deserve this grief. This isn't my truth. This isn't my baggage. Right there and then, I should have just prayed for that person, my friend, and sent angels to surround them, to help them. We can be transformed from victim to victor in a blink with God's help. Wise people have discovered that to let go and to let God is a powerful way to live. We hear that phrase knocked around, and it's become part of our everyday language, but it is a powerful statement of truth. Let go and let God. When we bump up against a situation that we can't change, that we didn't invite, then the most important thing we can do is to take a huge backward step. Get the big picture and say, okay, this is concerning, but I have a choice here. And I declare that there is good in this situation. And I call on God, on divine love, to assist me now. I let go, and I let God work it out for me. Now, I know that many will feel that they have to speak up. And sometimes that's the most appropriate thing to do. Sometimes we need to speak our truth. And our feelings and our thoughts are just as valid. My first thought when I received that nasty email was to shoot one right back with equal venom and barking. But when I had a chance to pray about it, I was given the understanding that they were venting their own discontent with the world. It was focused on me, but it wasn't about me. I wasn't the issue. I got the target on my forehead, but it really wasn't about me. They were hurting, and I saw them like a little kid standing there, And suddenly, I saw with the eyes of compassion rather than anger. But it still set my day off on a really bad note. So today, I'm going to share what I've learned. And I'm going to say, today, I choose to let God work in this situation because I cannot change the way my friend feels. I can only change how I feel. And I choose to have a great day. I'm not going to let another day go by where this affects me. There are many things in our life. You know, you heard the phrase, pick your hill. Pick the hill you choose to die on, as it were. There are many hills in our lives. There are many ways that we're being called on to stand up or to let things go. That's the serenity prayer, isn't it? But we can choose to have a great day every day. Even if you're feeling stressed, even if you're feeling worried, even if you're feeling like you've got challenges that are so overwhelming, you still can have a good day. Pray together to get our day off to a wonderful start. Gracious God, I send you before me this day to smooth the path. You know my worries and my fears. You know the situations that cause me upset. I give thanks that you are working for good in all of these situations. I give thanks that your angels are with me and helping me to see the lessons, to understand, and to know the good things that can come out of these challenges. I give thanks for the blessings that are pouring upon me, even now, in this very second. And I give thanks for love that surrounds me, all the people who love me and all who I love. Today, I choose to feel good, to feel happy about my life. I let go and I let you take the lead. In Jesus' name I pray. Well, everyone, thanks for listening. I will talk to you again soon on another Connection Point. Have a wonderful weekend.
Thanks for joining us today on our Connection Point podcast. Remember that you are loved and beloved and surrounded by divine love wherever you go. These podcasts are offered by Holy Angels Parish, a part of the Community Catholic Church of Canada. We are a progressive, spiritually affirming, and inclusive denomination that honors your sacred walk with divinity. For more information, please visit our online community at www.holyangelscommunity.com. You'll find daily prayers, news, and a link to join us. Until next time, this is Bishop Deb, saying have a fabulous day.